Welcome to the After Show. It's the podcast with Tony, Christy, and Nikki from 101.3 in Rochester, New York. And you can get our podcast and share the link at warm1013.com. Put it on all your socials, and that would be lovely if you would do that for us in a few moments. And we'll give you a little hint on how to fall asleep if you're having trouble, like 99% of us in America. That this may work. I'm going to try this tonight. I also promised you that I will tell you a place that will pay you to go on vacation. Ever been to Malta?
No.
Malta.
It's off the coast of Italy, southern Italy.
I want to go.
So do I. It's an island.
Oh, you haven't been there? You went to Italy, though. You didn't go?
I didn't go there, no. But they will pay you to stay. Like, if it's been, it depends on where you stay. Now, here's the deal. The government will give you a certain amount of money per how many star hotel you stay at. So if you stay at a 5-star hotel, they give you, like, I think $100, I think, a night off. Okay? And decreasing stars decreases the money. But still, I don't know what a 5-star hotel costs in Malta, but $100 is $100, right?
Right.
And they want people to start coming there, obviously. I don't know that they're totally open just yet, but maybe Malta. I think Malta did pretty well because it's kind of a small island that's, you know, unto themselves. So I think they're probably in pretty decent shape. But
so
that's kind of a cool thing.
Who's ready to start traveling? Like, are we ready to start doing that?
I'm
Hello?
Not just... Nikki I mean, is always
Nikki
ready to travel.
Nikki never stopped.
Hi,
really.
Have you met me? My name's Nikki.
She stopped for like a year, I think.
I didn't even stop.
Oh, you didn't stop?
Yeah.
No, I never stopped. I mean, I did for several months, but in December I left. I left again last month.
Yeah.
And honestly, I found some other countries it was even better there than it was here in America. Like the
precautions being taken. Well, of course it was. We screwed
taken.
It up.
Yeah, I mean, you had to get your temperature taken everywhere. And by the way, in case you guys haven't heard, you no longer have to quarantine if you're asymptomatic for international travel here in New York. So you can leave the country. You do need a negative test to fly back, but you do not have to quarantine if you don't have any symptoms.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So Nikki's ready to go
again. Okay, sign me up. Where are we going next?
I know. So Nikki, when you go, do you use a travel agent or do you just go?
I am a travel agent.
You are the travel agent.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I can't.
My friends leave it all up to me. And now my fiance, the same thing. He's like, where are we going? All right, cool.
My wife's our travel agent. Yeah. She does all that stuff. So this is a cute story out of Oregon. They apparently this happened last Sunday at a ski place in Oregon where you can compete for a season pass, but you couldn't go down the hill. You had to dress up a dummy or a mannequin or something in ski clothes, put them on skis, and push them down the hill.
Oh, and see how far he'd stand up?
Yes, and I guess whoever's mannequin or dummy stood up the longest got the...
Wow.
I know. I think that's kind of a cute idea.
Well, it sounds like a project Christy's son would need to work on with Jay.
Oh, absolutely. And they would build the best, the fastest, right? It would be amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
So, do you ski, Nikki?
Yeah, I ski.
Oh, you do.
I love it. Right. I mean, I got Shane proposed to me while skiing.
Oh, that's right. She does everything. She does all the things.
Do you water ski, too?
I have. I haven't done it a lot.
Okay. But paddleboarding you do, right?
Paddleboarding, stand-up paddleboarding, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
She's all fit and healthy. That's why she can go to these places.
We'll throw you on some skis this summer if you come out to the lake.
Yeah.
I'll drag you around.
You have water skis?
Yes.
Oh.
My son's an avid skier.
Nice.
Oh, awesome.
He's really good at it. I don't ski. I drive the boat.
Well, Shane had an issue with water. He won't do it anymore. Something happened when some special two gems were damaged.
Oh, yes. Well,
yes, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
Basically, one was split in half. I'm not kidding.
Stop it.
You know, a little TMI, honey.
But everything still worked. He had two kids after that.
Still TMI.
Still really TMI, yes. Okay.
That's crazy.
Oh, you guys. I need some help from the seasoned ladies out there.
All right.
You all know
I'll
I'm 40 now.
I'll do what I can
do. He's one of the girls.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I'm 40 now, so things are changing.
Uh-huh.
You know, this morning, I have never been the greatest at applying lotion. On my face every day, of course, I get my face. But like your legs, your arms, you know, putting lotion all over your body. I've never been good at it. Mm-hmm. I walked into work today. My legs look like lizard legs.
Yeah.
I mean scales, flakes.
It just happens.
Why?
Well, I don't know. And it's only going to get worse. Do you remember a few, like years ago when I'd be like, why are my legs so itchy? It's because they were dry. It was years ago, I think.
Oh my
Probably
gosh.
Your age now.
Right.
Because I'm 47 now. And so all the things that hit me that you saw are going to start hitting you.
Girl.
That's what happened to my sister. Everything she, now all of a sudden I'm hot, I'm cold, I'm hot, I'm cold.
It's
like,
it's not going to happen to me.
What's happening?
I just can't, these lizard legs are out of control. I mean, so much so that I lathered them up with lotion and they still looked a little lizardy.
Right.
And then my fiance pointed out, I was like getting ready for bed, washing my face and all that. He's like, ooh, look at that old lady chest.
Oh,
he was pointing to the wrinkles like along my breastbone.
You don't have that.
He was like, oh, look, look, you look like an old lady. And he starts squeezing it.
It's because you got sun.
It looks like crepe skin, you know?
Yeah, just from the sun.
I was like, thanks a lot, fiance. You know, we're not married yet.
If you ever want to see this old lady's chest, you'll shut up.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
That's hilarious.
I think it's partly, too, because you lost weight. And where do you lose a lot of weight of times, right?
We're talking about the real deals. Those things are just like saggy bags.
Nikki, I'm telling you. Oh, God. So, Christy, isn't there a certain time you're going to tell us about?
Yes, I'm going to tell you about Fat O'Clock. Since we're talking about losing weight, you want to be aware that Fat O'Clock is when you ditch the diet and go for the comfort food. And apparently that happens on Sundays between 7 and 10. But the main time is 7 p.m. Right. Yes, we ditch everything and decide to just go eat whatever we want.
Huh.
No?
It's odd to me. Sunday night, I feel like it's the start of the week. You want to be good.
Well, most people don't go to bed at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I know, Nikki. That's
I know you do. But most people are like, I've been good all weekend. I was good all week. I'm done. We'll start tomorrow. And then they eat whatever they want. Yeah. I think that's how it goes.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. And then during the week, it's like between 3 and 5. You got to be careful because that's before dinner, after lunch, you get hungry, right? Yeah. You got to be careful at those times, too.
Brush your teeth. That's what I told you last week. Brush your teeth.
Oh yeah. Brush your teeth. That works.
Yep. That works. Yep. I'm telling you.
Because the sweet stuff doesn't taste so good.
No, then it tastes yucky.
That's a great idea. Or use some mouthwash.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good one, too.
Or chew on some gum.
Nah, gum doesn't work.
No? Okay.
Gum
doesn't work. No, it doesn't work. Okay. Sorry. I don't mean gum. Don't chew gum.
All right, I promise you a tip on falling asleep. I'm going to try this tonight because I do have sometimes trouble falling asleep. Relax your tongue and your jaw. And that gives your body the clue that you are relaxed. And it should send messages throughout the rest of your body that, okay, we're ready. We're going.
Good. That's a great tip. And you know what it reminds me of? Open mouth breathers.
Yeah.
I'm one of them.
Yeah.
So am I.
Well, how romantic.
I know, right?
I'm glad I only work with you guys.
Oh, the little drool that comes out.
That and your old lady chest.
Well, really now I have my mouth guard. So Jason's always like, what did you say? I'm like, and I try to talk to him when I put my mouth guard in. And now it's like, he does it on purpose now.
Of course.
Well, when my fiance tries kissing me when I have my retainers in, it's like, no, you can't do that.
No,
right.
Retainers, no kissing once the retainers are in.
Yeah. Once these things go in. We're done.
We're done, dude. Don't even try touching me.
I'm so glad I'm learning all these things about you guys.
Right?
This is wonderful. That's the podcast for today because I can't take anymore.
Poor Tony.
Share these.
Too much TMI today.
Really.
All right, shaggy bags.
Okay, and split jewels. All right.
Yes.
Anyway, share this with your friends on Facebook and Twitter.
If you dare.
Really. And Insta and anything else, okay? And we'll see you tomorrow on the radio at Warm 101.3. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.